Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only.
Welcome to another edition of That Riot Show. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo, Larry M.
You ever see a steam pipe when too much pressure builds up in a boiler or something? What happens?
Are you saying that little pipe over there?
Yeah, that blows off steam.
Really?
The relief valve. Phil's an engineer. He understands. Has a relief valve. Why do you think God gave you a dick? It's to avoid stress, man. He needs a blowjob. But not just any old blowjob.
Isn't that funny? Women cause stress, and then they can relieve it.
There you go.
This is fucked up. Now, work up all your science. Very good. Quickly, we're going to give you two in a second. Then work it up. Look at you.
Yep.
Okay. 1 in 15. They had an abstinence policy, but 1 in 15 for me.
Yep.
Go.
I'll tell you exactly what it is from a scientific standpoint. I'd be happy to. You know what it is? You can't stop teenagers from fucking.
This is fucked up.
I know I'm getting old. This very week, I've sat on my balls twice.
This is fucked up.
Unfortunately, on this visual medium, you have to put up with this. Look at this. See? Larry, feel that.
No.
Oh, you're gay.
This is fucked up.
Hey, Phil, what kind of time we got left? Hold, I can't see it from here. What you got? 10 minutes? Lucky for you folks, there's 10. Whoa, what did you have for dinner? Jesus Christ, that belch.
Jesus Christ, I got
it. Oh,
I got
it. Whoa. Smells like a Mexican's ass. Whoa, what the hell's going on? Oh.
This is fucked up.
All right, welcome to this week's episode of The Riot. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larry M.
All right, Judo Larry M. This week, we've got a couple of topics we want to touch on, as usual. Some of them having to do with what's in the news, other things, just stupid things that are happening in our lives. I'm sure we'll try to cover off on some of those.
Yeah, we have to take a break from all the Trump stuff.
Yeah, even though we'll have to address some of his nonsense, but we'll try to keep it to a Trump minimum for now.
Nonsense.
At least until he gets inaugurated, then we could start up again. But before that, let's take care of some business, and that would be... Bing-bing! Whoosh. All right. Please go to thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com, for all your riotous needs. That would be back episodes, video, audio, show synopsis, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, everything you could ever need to find out about the riot, go to thatriotshow.com. After you get done with that, go ahead and follow us on social media. The first place to check out, Facebook. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Become a follower of the Riot's page there on Facebook. A couple of hundred other folks, you could join them there. Facebook, not keeping up with Twitter, Larry, but still a decent spot for a lot of folks. When you get done with Facebook, go on over to Twitter where all the action is hopping. A couple of thousand of your fellow rioters checking out the action on Twitter. So go to twitter.com/thatriotshow. twitter.com/thatriotshow. Again, just to follow all the nonsense that happens there 24/7, Larry. And once that is done, you can also make sure you catch us on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Phil, hit the scroll, please. The Scrollo Podcast. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Mixcloud, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Spreaker, everything. Just check us out on all those platforms where you can download the audio version of The Riot for free on those platforms. So check us out there. Okay, Larry, that concludes. That should be the lightning round of pimping for this week.
Yeah.
But let's start out by talking about something that seems to be on everybody's minds these days, and that seems to be fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Which to me is, it's kind of funny to me, I gotta tell you. Fake news, I don't understand what the big hubbub is right now. I know that Democrats are still looking for something other than the real reason why they lost this election so badly.
Well, that would require introspection.
Yes,
which they do not have.
Exactly.
They're still talking about Comey.
Yeah.
They're still talking about Russia. They're still talking about fake news. They're still talking about sexism. Everything other than horrible, cunty candidate who couldn't energize the base. And, yes. and by Joe Biden's admission, sorry, yeah. one other thing, even he admitted, a campaign without any real issues.
Right.
That it was just all nonsense. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about it. And what was I saying? All Hillary Clinton's commercials are, he calls us pigs. He calls us fat. He goes, which I do that. But I'm not running for president.
Right.
But the fake news thing.
Yeah, it's starting to take off now.
It's crazy, yeah.
And, you know, now there's this push that social media needs to monitor fake news, and they dug out, Larry, these farms in foreign countries and
Macedonia
yeah. and places like that, where there's these teenagers making shit up and publishing it. Listen, fake news, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing more than what we used to call growing up yellow journalism, okay? You youngsters may have heard that term, okay? Or hack journalism. This has always been around in the United States, even back before the internet, right?
It's on Saturday Night Live, everyone.
Exactly. Look, to be direct, the National Enquirer is a perfect example of what you would call fake news, hack news, yellow journalism, right? Yeah, nothing new, been around forever. It's just that most people have the good sense to sort of figure out what is fake news or likely fake news, okay? Mm-hmm. The reliance on social media, Larry, in this case particularly Facebook, but in general, that really, and again, whether it's millennials or rubes or a combination of both, people seem to be concerned that this led somehow to Trump getting elected, like all this fake news. Let's get something straight. Fake news has always been around, like we said, will always be around. It's really incumbent on you as a consumer, as a reader, to understand what might be fake news, at least.
And don't be stupid.
Yeah, so when you read something that honestly is that old phrase, if it's too good to be true or too unbelievable to be true, whatever you want to call it.
Because like you mentioned the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And, you know, they still have it. If you go into like supermarkets, they have like World Weekly News.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my favorite headlines for that. You see these two old legs with like stockings on them. And it says, and this big thing with blinking lights, it says computer eats grandmother. Now look, if you believe this, yeah,
right,
that's a problem. So you know, look, it is up to you to weed this out, okay? Yeah. Now I know that I saw a little piece with Hillary Clinton, that why she's getting involved with this. I mean, we don't have to hear from her, but she said that it could cost people their lives. And she started talking about how dangerous.
Well,
and it, now look, there might be something to that. But look, people are going to be doing this regardless. But if you see articles that say like Obama's from another planet, I mean,
Well, I think what she was talking about was the so-called Pizzagate, which occurred during the week.
That there was
there was quote unquote fake news that the Clintons and John Podesta were running a child sex ring out of the back of this particular pizza parlor. And some fucking rube grabbed his rifle and went over there looking to put an end to it. And ended up shooting a couple of people, all right?
Good sense of law and order.
Now, again, you have to understand that shit like that is going to happen. Rubes like that are going to fall for shit, whether it's fake news, somebody whispering in their ear, their dog barking at them, or Jesus telling them to do something, okay?
Yeah.
These are just susceptible people. Now, on the one hand, Larry, I guess something that's more nuanced that needs to be talked about is, what is the role of the so-called citizen journalist as opposed to traditional media, okay? And what we have now is, whereas in the old days, guys like us couldn't buy a camera, couldn't get an internet connection. We couldn't talk to people unless we tried to convince like NBC, CBS, PBS, whatever, to put us on the air or to get a radio show like we did when we were at Sirius, all right? We had to convince someone to put us on the air. And really, much like anything that has to do with a free society, there are certain costs to being free,
sure.
Okay? The cost for you, for the democratization of news, for the ability of citizens to communicate with each other without gatekeepers, mm-hmm. without the CBSs and the NBCs and the ABCs of the world.
Well, people censoring it, too.
Yeah, is that bullshit
involved?
Yeah. So the fact that you can listen and how news travels quickly and how things like Twitter have really been used in certain cases to skirt emergencies or to feed into freedom movements, especially overseas, right? You can't have that when you have official agencies being the gatekeepers. They're slower, they have to vet things. It may or may not align with the corporate philosophy that they have, okay?
Yeah, they have to double source things.
Exactly. There's a lot of things.
The vetting is particularly slow.
The downside of what I just said is there's going to be assholes who think it's hilarious to make shit up
right.
and to try to fool as many people as possible. But what people have to understand, I can't emphasize this enough, this has always gone on.
Yeah, hoaxing is not new.
25 years ago, somebody made up Hitler's diaries. Remember?
Oh,
there was this
God.
Big hoax.
That's right.
Hitler's diaries reveal his inner thoughts and shit. And it was just some guy writing it.
He wrote some shit. You're
buried them somewhere.
He buried them in a farm in what used to be East Germany.
Right.
And they found it. Some guy found it and goes, oh my God, like, I found his diaries. And like, he really wanted to do this, that, and ABC. And it turned out to be some idiot, yeah. like, having fun with it. You know, this is like the fake news. It's like the crop circles.
Yeah.
Remember all the idiots who thought the crop circles were real and
yeah.
the aliens were coming down and like stamping like symbols, like marking their territory. And it turned out to be two old British guys
yeah.
having some Monty Python fun at yeah. everybody else's expense.
Yeah.
So you have to realize like, there's nothing new about, especially in the UFO world.
Yeah.
There's nothing new about hoaxes and things like this. And the fake news, look, I understand there could be some danger involved. Like, you know, like you said, this like guy went down with a gun
yeah.
anyway, but you know, like on the other hand, I would be much more concerned about the censorship or the role of government here, because just because someone is stupid enough to believe something and unfortunately they might act on it, that means the rest of us have to have like our rights curtailed.
Yeah,
it's the exact same
argument I have against people who say that television causes violence, that video games cause violence. Therefore, we should get rid of the TV, we should get rid of violence, we should get rid of pornography, because pornography causes rape. It is the same line of thought. It is the same concept, okay? When you look at this, you have to say, first of all, like in the Pizzagate thing, why aren't we enforcing rules that you can't fucking shoot somebody? Why isn't that the core issue? Not that this person used a fake news story by some teenager in Macedonia to go shoot someone. The point is, why go shoot someone?
Right.
Okay?
What is it about the human mind? Like, you know, this is the thing, though. I used to say this about rock music.
Yeah.
When people, back when, like, Tipper Gore was trying to censor the lyrics back in the 80s, if anybody remembers that. I used to tell people, look, if you're taking drugs because you're famous, you know, because Mick Jagger tells you to, or if you're doing this because some singer sang it in a song, you know, what that tells me is you're not only susceptible, but quite frankly, you're very weak-minded. You're easily influenced, and you're listening to the wrong fucking people. You know, nerds like me used to listen to my parents. Even though I loved all that music, I never did any of the
yeah.
shit that they said. If they were glorifying drugs, I wasn't going to take drugs. I smoked a little pot, that's about it. But I wasn't going to do the things that they were doing. I never felt like, you know, I used to listen to like Sabbath and groups like that. I never felt the need like
yeah.
to go out and kill people. You know, unfortunately, if you're not mentally tough, not that I'm the mentally toughest person in the world, but if you're very susceptible to it, then unfortunately you might act on it. And unfortunately, in this case, some guy went down with a gun. And, you know, but what does that say about that person that he heard this and he's like, well, I better go down. And John's absolutely right. What even if, you know what, let's take it a step further. Suppose it was even completely true.
Yeah.
Call the fucking police. What are you doing picking up a gun and going down there a la vigilante and like thinking you're going to take care of business? That's not for you to do.
Yeah.
That's why we have law enforcement. That's their fucking job.
Yeah.
This is what they get paid for, other than shooting people who resist arrest. Go call the police and tell them to go fucking
and
deal it.
And for all the idiots on Twitter that I've dealt with, you know, they go, well, you libertarians believe in, yeah, I believe in gun ownership. I don't, but this is when people are only half listening and they only cherry pick what they want to listen. When you look at any libertarian principle, it always starts out number one on the libertarian hit parade is always non-aggression. The non-aggression principle, whether you call us pacifists or non-intervention, whatever form you wish to couch it in, number one on the libertarian Bill of Rights, so to speak, is non-aggression. That's what we focus on. Do what you want to do. Do black tar heroin for all I care. Just don't bother me. Leave me out of it. I want to be safe in my life. I don't want to have to fight people off. I don't want to. If I have to, I will. But I don't want to.
Right.
All right? So if you're a libertarian with a gun, and even if you did believe this Pizzagate was real shit and you thought there was a child sex ring, pedophile ring, working out of the back of this dopey pizza shop, you don't pick up your gun and go there because nobody's aggressing against you, okay? What you do is, like Larry said, you pick up the phone, you call the cops, which a lot of people did, and the cops said there's nothing going on over there. A lot of people actually did call the cops and say, we read this on Facebook or whatever, and the cops said, would you stop reading that bullshit,
yeah.
Okay?
And it goes to show you, like, people must, I mean, sorry, but they must really be stupid. I mean, how could you think that Hillary Clinton, that knucklehead Podesta, and they're running a child sex ring, and on top of it, and the FBI doesn't know, the police don't know, like, even if you really were convinced this is true.
It's the same people who believe in, like, skull and bones or Bilderberg Group and all this shit. It's the same Alex Jones assholes, all right? Now, Alex Jones, look, he could say whatever he wants. He could get up and do his show, InfoWars, or whatever the fuck he has to say. God bless. Let him do whatever he wants, okay? Right. But guess what? I watch Alex Jones for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
I think he's hilarious. All of this is bullshit. He'll say 1,000 things. If one of them sticks, he's a genius because he'll forget the other 999 that
didn't exactly. I can't watch stuff
okay.
like that. I mean, I've seen it, but it's too annoying.
Yeah.
It's just, it is basically a world of we never believe the official story. So therefore, we're going to fill in the blank by making up, it's like something that like almost comes from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like it's like just like the craziest version of events.
And all it takes is one of them to even remotely pan out. And then again, he's a genius. But like I said, like in the fantasy football world that I write articles in for, I always used to take offense at writers who would make 40 predictions, right? This player's going to have this year, Larry. That guy's going to have that year. They would do 20 things, like if they listed 20 guys they thought were going to have great years, 19 of them would eat my ass. The one guy they picked, that was a sleeper pick, right?
They won't shut up.
At the end of the season, that's all they're going to tell you about. Oh, I picked Russell Wilson when he was a nobody. I knew he was going to be good. And then you go back and check it. Yeah, he did pick Russell. What about the 19 others that ate my ass? Nothing. Not a mention
and
of that.
They all do that.
Yeah,
they all do that. They made fun of them. The guys on Fox, they like every year they tell, and you'll see these guys like, I'm telling you, these two teams are going to be in the Super Bowl. They don't, and then they start getting into the playoffs, and they're like, well, I'm going to have to change that since they didn't even make the playoffs. Yeah. So like something stupid
I'm,
like that.
Larry will tell you if you go to fantasysharks.com and you read my articles at the end of every year, I do a full accounting of what I provided my readers. I'll say, here's my top five hits and here's my top five misses, right? And I've missed my fair share, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I've been right more often than not, okay? But to me, that is being upfront, okay? So fake news has always been around. Don't let that fool you. Don't think we have to change the First Amendment because of fake news. That's nonsense. And the other thing I'd like to throw in there, for all you liberals, leftists, Democrats, this is not a right-wing conspiracy, okay?
Yeah.
This has been going on both sides of the aisle, and to some extent, if you were to ask me objectively, I would think that the left has been doing it far more often under the guise of legitimate news. What do I mean by that? Here's a perfect example. The other night, I forget which reporter it was, but one reporter for a legitimate news source said all the people at this Trump rally were booing the death of John Glenn because he was a Democratic senator, okay? And when people went back and reviewed the tape, what you had was the crowd was already booing at some other nonsense Trump had said. They were still booing. Then he went in and said, we lost a great American, John Glenn.
Right.
So the booing wasn't for John Glenn.
Booing
right. It was for the previous statement. So is that fake news? Is it an honest mistake? I don't know. But it got picked up. it got picked up that people, that Trump rubes were booing John Glenn, an American hero. Now, everyone knows.
They would not do that.
Yeah, everyone knows. I'm no fan of any of Trump's rubes or even Trump himself, but let's be honest about what happens on both sides of the aisle, okay? Right. It's not limited strictly to the right. Trump did not win the election because of fake news. He won the election because rubes don't understand that he's a fucking Democrat in Republican clothing.
And remember that when you're watching these shows on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, you know, a lot of them, if not necessarily fake, but they've been caught, like, doctoring tapes, editing out yep. comments, like that knucklehead on MSN, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yep.
He's been caught a bunch of times monkeying around with comments, tapes on his show. He actually had to apologize one time. These are people who you can't necessarily trust what they're putting out there. The other day, I was up early. I had an early gig for something, and I caught like 10 minutes of CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And their morning show is Allison Camerota and Chris Cuomo. Now, Camerota used to work at Fox. So what they did, they had a segment where she sat down with five people who supported Donald Trump.
Right.
And while she was talking to them, somebody gave her some comments. She goes, we want to fact check things very carefully. She goes, because the media, where she goes, we're always getting bashed as not putting accurate information out there. But
yeah.
Somebody gave her something. She goes, oh my gosh. She goes, well, Fox Business News changed this to make it look like something else.
Right.
And that's an accusation that I've heard about CNN and right, MSNBC right, and right. blah, blah, blah. So you have to realize, even the people, just as a heads up, I mean, we're talking about fake news. We're talking about people from around the world deliberately posting bullshit articles, made up stories that they literally just sat there and
yeah.
made up for themselves. Like if I put Ivanka has been having sex with Melania, yeah, I can't prove that, but I can just mindlessly put it on the internet for idiots to read. What they have found is even the ones who you think are real and like serious, even they don't vet their stuff, and they're guilty of incredible bias and
right.
changing. They've been, all these networks, they've all been caught changing audios, doctoring photos, and not even providing context.
Sure.
For things. Like, for instance, like you were just saying, yeah. that was really booing something else. It wasn't John Glenn. Because, look, we're not Trump supporters, but we can tell you right now, the people who are Trump supporters would not boo John Glenn. I can tell you right now, absolutely not. They're not, because they consider themselves super patriots, you know. They see the people, like Obama and Hillary, Bernie, they see them as not.
Right, right.
Trust me, they would not boo John Glenn in a million years.
Right, no, that's right.
Yeah, so
that fake news thing, you got to be careful. Don't just fall for everything. And in general, here's this. If you see something that you think is really extraordinary, see if you can find other sources to corroborate
right.
it. In today's day and age, it's very rare that just one news source will have a story, even if it's just like internet dopes, right?
Yeah.
And in some cases, internet folks do break stories, you know, just like any quote-unquote legitimate
yeah.
News person. So I'm not saying that internet journalism is all shitty, but corroborate some. Go to Snopes.com. They tend to do a good job of debunking stuff. Go to Snopes.com. They'll generally are able to tell you if things are, you know, go to trusted news sources. How do you build trust? You build trust by doing it for years and not having people call you an asshole. Like the Wall Street Journal is a trusted news source,
yeah.
okay?
New York Times is not.
Exactly.
To the point where one of their senior editors admitted after the election, now we got this election wrong and our coverage was very one-sided and we have to stop doing that. And they even said, we have to start to understand a large part of this country that aren't our readers, because I mean their readership is basically white and like left-wing intellectual
yeah.
you know, and they said we got it wrong and we have to start understanding like these other parts of the countries and
yeah.
they admitted that their reporting,
and that's a great point, because in the New York Times it may not even have been a conscious bias on their part. Like in the old days, the New York Times was very conscious about supporting left-wing propaganda. They were very
yeah.
aware of it. Their publisher was very aware of it. Their editor-at-large was very aware
yeah,
of it.
For Sulzberger.
Sulzberger and everything. But in this particular case, it may just have been, like, look, everybody who writes for the Times lives on the East or West Coast. Everybody
yeah.
who writes for the Times is basically a New York liberal, okay? They are unaware of their own biases, so, like, they cannot understand how someone couldn't see Donald Trump for what he was. Okay? And conversely, they couldn't understand why people wouldn't trust the New York Times.
Right.
Okay? So it's easy to for us to look back now post the fact and say, yeah, it should have been obvious that Trump had a chance to win. But we were the same way. We you know, Nate Silver, who's one of the better prognosticators, you know, people are shitting on him. And he said, look, our projections were based on the polling that was available. And we always said polling is bullshit. But his methodology wasn't bullshit. His numbers were right. It's just that the questions were asked of the wrong people. And the people they did ask were smart enough not to say they supported Trump because they didn't want to sound like racists. They knew how their answers would be interpreted. So rather than say they supported Trump, they'd say, oh, we know we support Cruz or something, you know, just so they would not be labeled racists. So when you talk about fake news, there's different layers to that.
Yeah.
And Larry, here's something that most people don't, and this is where the accusations of fake news have a detrimental effect, I think. So Trump, of course, is still going off on his tweets, still communicating via Twitter and stuff, okay? And he said, I will continue to, he tweeted out, he goes, I will continue to tweet my thoughts for transparency so everybody knows what I'm thinking. And on the face of it, that sounds good. I saw one of his rubes reply like, you go, Donald, we know CNN is nothing but lying Jews or whatever the fuck he said, you know.
I don't see the good in it.
Yeah.
I have to tell you.
Here's the problem. Even if you believe that shit, that Trump tweeting is a form of transparency, maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Wow.
And I'll even put aside the decorum issues, which are substantial in this case. What it does is it allows Trump, in essence, to control the media by cutting it out altogether.
Right.
Right? So even presidents who had adversarial relationships with a free press, Obama comes to mind, right? When he said he wouldn't talk, he wouldn't grant interviews to Fox News or anything like that.
Right.
You had Nixon, very famously, to the media, okay?
The Washington Post and the...
But each one of those presidents, due to the technologies of the time, had to go through the media.
Yeah.
They had to go through the media in order to get their message from the bully pulpit out.
Yeah.
Trump is setting himself up, as most dictators are wont to do, to control the media by denying them access.
Right. He sees this as he can circumvent them.
Absolutely.
And speak to people directly. So he's going to be tweeting his thoughts. You know what?
And he's unaccountable.
You know what? And thank you. And I don't want him doing that, quite frankly, because, look, it was all right on the campaign because it was funny, it was stupid, and because like everybody else, I thought he was going to lose. I didn't think it would matter.
Yeah.
He's the president now. He can't be tweeting anymore. I know nobody's going to tell him to stop, but he has got to stop doing it. And you know why? One of these days, he's going to have a meeting with some leader or something's going to happen, and he's going to get really angry because he's going to realize that he can't fire everyone, and some people can tell him to go fuck himself. And the problem with this is he's going to tweet out something. You heard it here first. He's going to tweet out something that's going to let out some information or something that shouldn't be out there or something that should have been kept secret or something that, like, military... He's hiring all generals, as
it
is.
Or just offensive.
But he's gonna slip something out that he's not supposed to. And then, you know, and it's going to be too late. Everybody on Twitter is always taking it back. You heard it here first. He's going to put something out there that he's not supposed to put out there, and it's going to really cause a problem. He's going to slip. I can tell you right now. You know why? Because he's got no fucking filter. Right. On Twitter. If he's angry about something, he literally just logs on in his iPad and goes, just spoke with that fucking chink and he gave me a hard time. He goes, who the fuck does he think he is? Fuck him and Taiwan. You have to realize, like, he's not above or below doing something like that because he's been doing it all along. And unfortunately, it's paid off as being, in his mind, certainly, this is a successful thing for him. And he can communicate with people directly. And he doesn't have to trust. And I understand him not wanting to trust MSNBC, CNN, because they are clearly out to get him at this point. That's what I've gathered from watching those two networks. Fox is pretty nice to him. MSNBC, CNN, they're just going to be awful to him. They've got some economist on CNN now just losing his mind over Trump with Carrier.
Right.
And he doesn't deserve credit for it. The market was up another 142 points today. Has nothing to do with Trump, according to him. Just... nuts. I mean, you can see these guys. I don't know if it's maybe some from British accent, but he just he's just losing his mind. Yeah. And yeah, but that's the real problem with this. I think he's forget even just offensive. He's been doing that all along. One of these days, he's going to slip out something, and somebody's going to tell him, "You can't fucking tell the whole world that." No. And once it's out there, see, this is the thing with Twitter. And once it's out there, just like Facebook. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Oh well, even if you delete it, you know, there's people who have written programs just to capture all his tweets the second they come out.
So, I know, but now it's president.
No, but I'm
it's
saying,
really right, going to be tracked.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It won't matter.
But it's tracked now. That's what I'm saying. Even if he deletes it, it's going to be committed to it. No. The only solution, honestly, is to have someone, whether that bitch, what's her name, Kellyanne Cunthway or whatever her name is, to take away his BlackBerry or his iPhone so he can't tweet anymore. So that it, like the way Obama does it. Obama tweets through his press secretary on Twitter, you know, so it's an official press release, you know, and Trump doesn't want to do that apparently. Yeah, that's so to me that's the darker side of the fake news, is that you're the president, who is clearly authoritarian in nature and tendency, is circumventing the media. Because on Twitter, no one can shout out these questions. You can't see his physical responses to tough questions where he might squirm or, you know, whatever.
Right. It's the same still photo of him. And it's not like Sam Donaldson used to yell at Ronald Reagan and you get to see his reaction to it.
Yeah.
You know, like Trump now, he can just circumvent them and he can just go directly on Twitter. I'm telling you, he's gonna say something that's like really like a problem. Yeah. And,
but just in general, it's just a horrible situation.
Yeah, what's that for the president to be doing?
It's just not good. And then even though we said we're gonna keep it brief, what's also not good about the president, aside what we talked about last week about the carrier deal, potential other deals where he's threatening 35% tariffs and excise taxes and things of this nature against companies that don't agree with him. Which is just wrong, if you ask me. He also now is threatening. Larry, what was I going to say? So what Trump wants to do right now is maintain his being a producer.
Oh, yeah.
Of The Apprentice.
Executive producer of The Apprentice.
Right. So when he's not busy threatening economic sanctions against American companies for whatever he feels is inappropriate behavior, he plans on still making money by being the producer of this show. That also leads to the question, that show is being produced by NBC.
Yeah.
How does NBC treat a President Trump when it's got money tied into the success of a Trump show, okay?
Because he's going to claim it's like intellectual property.
Well,
he came up with it.
He's also going to claim,
And Kellyanne Conway, your favorite person, today or yesterday, they asked her about it. She goes, well, some presidents like to go golfing. And she gave like all these examples.
No, well, she said
he wants to do a show.
Yeah, he wants to do it in a spare time. Now, here's the thing.
How does he get spare time?
Yeah, the president of the United States has no spare time.
That's crap.
By definition, he has no spare time. When you see Obama go on vacation, or when you saw Bush go on vacation, let's be honest, okay? They're working. But on top of that, they're taking those breaks, some more than others. But they have to as human beings. The mind cannot work 24/7 constantly, okay? Those downtimes are supposed to be downtimes. They're not supposed to be, I need to go make myself a couple mil on the side, okay? And like we said during the campaign, Trump, we were afraid of it and it's coming true. Trump just views the presidency as a PR vehicle for his businesses. That's why he's never disclosed his tax returns to this day. We don't know what his holdings are. He has not agreed to put his businesses in blind trust or get rid of them altogether. And The Apprentice is a clear example of that. How do we know that by cutting that carrier deal, he doesn't own stock in United Technologies, which owns Carrier? Okay? How do we know that? How do we know that if he does decide to be punitive against certain companies, how do we know that they're not the competitors of holdings of his?
Right.
Okay? We don't. I'm not even saying they are or they aren't. What I'm saying is we don't know.
If he has positions in Company A, it could give him, it could benefit him to stick at the Company B. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I,
we don't know that.
We don't know because he refuses to release all this information, which is ironic because, you know, and now, and then, like, see, here's the thing, what the fuck, they tweeted. He tweeted something to that Alec Baldwin, not funny, making fun of me Saturday Night Live, like, bad ratings. Like, he did one of his stupid things. And Alec Baldwin tweeted back, like, if you release all your tax statements, he goes, I'll stop doing the impersonation. Like, why is he arguing with this idiot actor?
Why did he pick a fight on Twitter with the head of the local 1999 union workers in Indiana? Why start a fight with him, okay?
Is he really going to be arguing with everybody?
Yes, apparently.
I mean, that's all right for this guy to do.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I mean.
You can't, like, we gave Obama shit for getting involved in the local police matter when he first started out.
Right.
And it's like the same thing with Trump. What are you going to do? Get involved in every fucking negotiation? And for all you Republicans, I'll say it again, it's not a Republican position
to
promote tariffs. To promote, like, don't be like those idiots, Kimberly Guilfoyle and
Eric Bolling
on Fox, who were cheering this Trump bullying of businesses.
He's picking winners and losers. The president's not supposed to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Even Mike Pence, who, despite what, with his gay conversion theories or whatever, I at least thought he was a pretty sensible man, you know, in terms of economics. And I heard him say, Larry.
Yeah.
We've tried the free market, and the free market isn't working because America is losing. Think of how many different ways that's wrong, okay? And you can see the Trump influence. America is losing in the free market.
He's a Republican.
All right? The free market has no winners and losers. The free market, by definition, everybody wins because everybody enters into voluntary agreements. That is the nature of a free market. A person only loses if I force them to do something they don't want to do. You know, like what Trump is doing. Okay? In a free market, there are no winners and losers. We've entered into agreements of our own volition, of our own free will. Yeah. Right?
And they're he's coming out strong now against all the trade agreements. You know, the
because
NAFTA,
he's an idiot.
The TPP, all these things. It's unbelievable.
Free trade, free enterprise, capitalism. I will say this to my dying day. Has done more for the common man to raise him out of poverty, out of lower standard of living, than any other system yet created. Just because a free enterprise is not perfect doesn't mean that you throw it out.
Right.
Okay? And that's what people need to understand. Socialism has been the proven failure. Mercantilism, communism, feudal serfdom, whatever you
national
want to call it.
Socialism.
National socialism.
They're all losers.
Monarchies, whatever.
Sharia law.
Yeah.
They're all fucking
theocracies.
Bullshit.
They all eat a dick when compared to free market capitalism, okay?
Everybody needs capitalism. And everybody needs to speak English.
But here's the thing. Don't confuse big business with free enterprise. Don't confuse big conglomeratism, corporatism with free market enterprise and capitalism.
Right.
We are just as much, as libertarians, we're just as much against crony capitalism as fucking Bernie Sanders is.
Right.
Believe it or not, that part, that little box of a socialist's rant and positioning,
right.
We agree with. We're down with. Big companies should not be getting subsidies, corporate welfare, tax breaks,
right.
Any of that shit. We agree. Where the socialists get it wrong is they think you need bigger government
right.
to do what they think should be done.
Right.
Where we go off and say is, no, let the people decide that. Let people decide what works for them.
Right.
Okay? That's the difference. So if Bernie and was sitting here and he was ranting about, like, his usual, like, this is wrong, picking winners and losers, tax breaks for the 1%, yeah.
Okay.
I'm down.
But why is the solution big government, regulation, higher taxes, and, like, everything that will kill business and drive every wealthy person out of the country? You got to be like France. Did you see when
France,
Holland got elected and all, like, the wealthy people, They left town. They couldn't wait to get out of it. He was raising their taxes to 75%. What don't you understand? That doesn't spur on economic growth. You're just sticking it to people because you resent the fact that they're doing
when,
so well.
When big government...
And their excuse for all this is, well, there's Bernie Madoffs in the world.
Yeah, well, when big government is the issue, you don't solve it with more government.
Right.
And that's the problem here. In other words, these corporations... excuse me, if they're failing in Indiana and they made a decision to move to Mexico, the correct solution isn't that they're mean, it isn't that they're scumbags.
Right.
That's not the position to take. The position to take is, why are they moving to Mexico?
You should have ran a better business in Indiana.
And
not make them go, well, we need to go there because it's cheaper.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
All right? Maybe that fight for 15 or whatever the fuck it's called,
maybe
that's part of the problem.
Ugh.
Maybe the fact that the Federal Register, which contains all the regulations that the federal government imposes on the country, is now the largest it's ever been and literally adds a couple of hundred regulations a day in 2016. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe the highest nominal corporate tax rate over 35%. Maybe that's a problem.
Right.
Now, I agree. Most corporations don't pay 35%. But why is that? Because you've made it so punitive to be successful that you have to have loopholes. So just look at what you have to now create in order to get back to what the free market says should be the tax rate. If the tax rate were 10%, for example, with no loopholes, guess what? It becomes costlier to go to Mexico.
Yep.
You stay here.
You stay here.
Okay?
And
people would, other nations would send people here,
right.
Would send business here, rather. And that's what you have to understand. The other thing is...
And the $2 trillion we have overseas...
Repatriated for nothing.
And you know what? The Democrats won 35%.
That's what it
even
is
though,
now.
Yeah, right, and even though they claim it only works out to 29%. I forgot how they explained that. But you know what? That's ridiculous. That hasn't worked. And all they do is they keep it overseas. You've got to come up with a reasonable 10, 15%. Something that, you know, because you have to realize they've already paid taxes
right. On
this. So you're going to double tax them. And again, why? Because you don't. Because the left, they just don't like rich or successful people. They white privilege, all this bullshit. And meanwhile, what kind of policies? Do you know what we can do with that money? You bring it back home, and invest it in this country, in jobs, and businesses, and growth,
or in cheaper products. See, that's the other thing.
All right, fine.
That's the other thing.
The point of keeping it at 35%? They're never going to repatriate. It's just going to sit there.
Yeah. So the end of the deal is like I don't remember if we mentioned this last week. But something like a carrier deal, you know what that means? It means the taxpayers of Indiana subsidized carrier to keep 800 jobs here. And what's carrier going to do? They're going to raise the price of their air conditioners or their refrigerator, whatever the fuck
right. They
make, okay? They're going to...
And some people still lost their jobs.
Well, that's
it wasn't a complete keep that they're trying to make it sound
so great. I don't even mention that because it's not part of the solution for me. Whether one job stayed or 1,000 is to me is meaningless because... You've already established that you're willing to have the taxpayer foot the bill. Why is carrier any different than bailing out fucking Chrysler? When the federal government bails out an automaker. That's wrong. When they bailed out the banks, that was wrong. The carrier thing is wrong. And I know that I've had people on Twitter tell me, oh, if yours was one of the jobs you... Yeah, all right. Yeah. But that's why we don't make law based on tragic cases.
Right, and personalizing it like that. I understand that. Obviously, that sucks for those people. Okay, and I'm happy that they saved some jobs. But you know what? Is this really going to be what he's going to do for the next 4 years? That every time some company goes, hey, guess what? I'm going to Portugal.
And guess what?
This is Donald Trump.
Yeah, and guess what you're training these companies to do? Because they're not idiots. They're going to take advantage of this.
Right. They're all going to say, you know what?
We'll
threaten to leave.
Yeah.
This idiot will call us and say, well, we'll give you a tax thing. He'll make a deal.
Yeah.
And you'll actually get a better deal and you'll still move some. And you have to realize there's a card for them to play here. It's not like your boy Trump is just going to call them up to, you're staying and I'm going to put like a wall around you or whatever the fuck it is.
And let me also point this out. If a company leaves, let's say, who was saying they were going to leave anyway? I forget.
Oh, Ford.
No, it wasn't Ford.
Ford was going to go to Mexico. Yeah.
No, they were going to stay and they just pretended. No, there's a third company out there that said, we're moving anyway, right? And
okay.
Trump said, we're going to charge you an extra 35% to re-bring your products back
Boeing.
In. I don't know, whoever, whatever. All right. Widget company. And they're going to charge them a 35% tariff to resell their stuff in the U.S.
All right.
Okay. Think that through for a second. If this company leaves and they take their product with them, and now Trump says it's going to cost you an extra 35% to bring it back into the country, what does that do to the American consumer? If you want to buy that brand of widget, it's going to cost you 35% more. Because guess what? The company isn't going to eat the 35%. No, they're going to pass along the cost to you, right? So something that used to cost $100 will not cost you $135.
Right.
For the people that can afford it and love that brand, great. In the meantime, what you're also doing is removing a competitor from the marketplace. Right. So domestically, what happens to the competitor? The other company that was competing against that widget, well, they know that that $100 is going to turn into $135. If you were the CEO of the other company, Larry, that had to keep its product competitive at $100, what are you going to do to the price of your product now that your competitor has a floor of $135? You're going to raise yours to $130. Still cheaper than the other guy.
It's cheaper than the other guy.
But still more expensive.
And you're making a nice 30 extra bucks that you weren't making before because
the orange moron
is trying to push companies around. And let me tell you something. If you're just the average person, you're going to lose it because you're now 130, 135. It was 100
a
minute ago. Yeah. Why don't they come up with some plan that maybe they could lower the price?
Yeah, here's the correct answer to Larry's question. How do you come up with a plan to lower the price? Free trade. No tariffs, no barriers, no borders, nothing. Complete and open free trade. The greatest tool available to bring around prosperity and world peace. That's the other side benefit of free trade. People who are engaged in healthy trade are not going to bomb each other. Doesn't benefit either one of them.
Right.
Okay?
Look at America and China.
Yeah.
Economic allies, but strategic enemies. But we're never going to fight with them or have any kind of beef with them. You know why? Because the economic ties,
of course,
they really need each other. They need us to buy their cheap
shit. Oh, that's of course Trump does something stupid like put a 35% tariff.
So it's a tariff war.
On fucking right. Chinese imports or Japanese imports. I love my fucking Honda. Guess why? Because most of the cars coming out of Detroit eat my ass.
Yeah.
They're more expensive and they're not as well performing, in my opinion. So I love the fact that I have the option to buy a Honda. As a consumer, I win. And I'm willing to forget Pearl Harbor. Okay?
Fucking Germans.
All right? But that's the whole point. So when you think you've done something and you're cheering these tariffs and get rid of NAFTA and TPP and all that shit, you better be prepared to pay more. And you know why I know you're not going to do that, Mr. and Mrs. America, Mr. and Mrs. Trump Rubes? Because you're already not doing it. You'd rather go to Walmart and save 10% than go to the mom and pop store down the street that'll charge you a little bit more. You're not keeping them in business right now because you'd rather get your products cheap. You'll say goddamn Walmart and Kmart, Larry. They destroy local businesses. Yeah. They gobble them up. Fuck them in the ass. Yeah. They're horrible. And they only pay minimal, blah, 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 blah. But when you go spend your money, where do you go? Be honest with yourselves.
Right.
Where do most of you, the overwhelming majority, go? You go to the one that gives you the same product at the lower price.
Right.
You like the only people
love the one-stop shopping. Just go in and they have so much shit and it's all
at the lower price. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. And they just go in and you just like make a circle around and you shop and you're out and you're done. And the mom and pop stores and these like little businesses that are dependent on your being in there and patronizing them. All right, it might cost a little bit more, like you said. All right. But you know what? You're not, and these people, they're not going to survive in all this.
And that's the point. All you people who say, well, we'll support America, we'll buy American if Trump puts up his tax. Bullshit. Bullshit. Because you're not doing it now. So bullshit. If you believe what you said, Walmart would not have become one of the largest companies on the planet.
Yeah.
They would not be earning that stupid family billions of dollars. They're all billionaires because you rubes would rather go get a blue light special so you save 4 cents on a can of tuna. And God bless you. That's your choice. That's what I'm saying. The free market and competition allows you to do that. And God bless you. Look, my dopey wife goes to all the mom and pop stores because she actually believes that shit. So I end up paying 10, 15% more on the exact same goods that I could get from a supermarket because she wants to support local business.
He doesn't mean dopey.
Not dopey, but dopey. You know?
Shopping dopey.
But my point is, like, she actually believes it. So she goes out and supports those local. It costs me money out of my pocket, okay? I'm in a position where I can afford to do it. A lot of people, though, don't have that option. Trump is taking away your options when he puts those tariffs on people, Larry. Yeah. So you save those. Think about this. Those 800 jobs in Indiana
this
got
gonna
saved.
He's going to be, yeah.
Right? Subsidized by the taxpayer. Because those are tax breaks coming out of the general fund of Indiana. Whatever. What was it? The $700 million?
Yeah.
$7 million? Whatever it was. Whatever that figure was, is coming out of the state funds, which means it's not. Either taxes have to go up or services have to go down.
Right.
So Indiana's on the hook for it.
Unless you find some other way of making up the money.
So for 800 low-paying jobs, Indiana is now subsidizing people's carrier air conditioners, okay? And then the price of that shit's going to go up because carrier, when they bring shit back, they're just going to raise the price on it. So fuck that. Free enterprise, free markets, that's the way to go. Unfettered capitalism.
We don't need Trump picking and calling people up and then tweeting what assholes they are. And this is not good.
Yeah, let it go with that union guy. What was his name? Chuck Jones, I think, or whatever his name was. Let it go. That guy has a right to beef. That's what labor leaders do.
You know,
they
look,
beef.
Union participation in this country is at an all-time low. It's so low. I think it's like 3% of the workforce.
It's an afterthought right
you
now.
Know,
it's an afterthought.
I mean, with the exception of like state pensions and like, you know, like the whole collective bargaining has just been taking a beating. Now, part of that is because union leadership has been pretty bad.
It's corrupt.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty corrupt. They're really only concerned with getting you like double overtime if you work on a holiday. Like, they're not really out there fighting the good fight like they once did. It's like the old Simpsons joke.
Plus, also, we're
fighting for you, then we'll get too big and fat and sloppy, and we'll lose our side. Yeah.
Plus, it's also that the world has evolved to the point where unions don't serve a functional purpose anymore, at least in this country.
Yeah, well, the global economy is changing.
You know, because, it's the global economy, it's the pensions. A lot of people have...
Automation.
A lot of people have understood that unions are exclusionary by definition, which means they prevent people from getting jobs. They don't protect jobs. They protect their membership. But overall, they exclude jobs. So there's reasons why unions have died on the vine. And despite what liberals will tell you, it's not because of mean conservative governors or senators. It's quite the opposite. Unions are a protected class in this country.
This is a case of poor leadership.
Poor leadership and just non-use. It's an extinct. It's like the giraffes that I read about. They're dying off.
Yeah.
Giraffes are dying off. Did you read that, Larry?
No.
They're going to be extinct. They're going to be extinct soon, and people are fucking crying over that. It's part of evolution. Things die off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see a majestic giraffe disappear. But guess what? That's what happens. If it happens, it happens. It'll happen to us eventually. The sun will go supernova, and there'll be no life.
Well, that's what Stephen Hawking says. He says we only have 1,000 years left. So we better make it to another planet.
Stop worrying about giraffes.
Let me tell you something. The human race is not that important.
Yeah. In the overall scheme of the universe.
Yeah.
Which also, Larry, just to wrap up now, since we've got a little bit of time left, I want to address how stupid people are in general.
Yes.
This goes beyond politics. So, Larry, you know, I get on Twitter quite often. Mm. Yes.
Which I don't.
So I don't particularly have any ill will to this person. There's a woman on Twitter. She calls herself Libertarian Girl, does really entertaining YouTube videos where she tries to put forth libertarian principles. And I'm a fan of hers. I follow her on Twitter. We like her videos. They're kind of funny at times, and they are thought provoking to some extent. She put up something, a stat, saying that 97% of domestic abuse shelters, where women go to, mainly women go to escape abusive relationships, 97% of them don't accept pets, and this is a reason why a lot of people in those abusive relationships don't escape to the shelter because you can't. They can't bring their pets with them. So I tweeted back at her and said, "Really? Is that a real stat? Holy shit! You know, hashtag leave them behind. Hashtag they're just animals. Okay. Now, this may have been the most controversial tweet I've ever tweeted out. For all the shit I've been saying for the last 5 years on Twitter, this seemed to really, really kick up a dust storm, Larry. And I fail to understand. First of all, I honestly don't understand what I said was controversial or asshole-ish. If a woman is being beaten by her husband and she decides to get up and go to a shelter to save herself, to get out of that situation, if she doesn't because the shelter won't take her fucking dog with her or her goldfish or her cat, guess what? Get up, leave the pet behind, and then come back and get it. Send the cops for it if you have to, right? The point to me would seem for the woman or the person to get out of that relationship, Larry.
Yeah.
I don't view that as controversial, do you?
No, but I'm assuming, look, John's the Twitter person.
Right.
I don't do any of this shit because I hate social media, but John showed it to me. My assumption is that they were just having an emotional reaction to your saying, fuck the animals. You know, because if you're very attached to your animal, like, leave them behind, you know. Yeah. I mean, you could have said that about a black person, got the same reaction.
In Alabama.
Yeah, hi, Jeff Sessions. Yeah. So what happened is I just assume that there was a reaction to what they thought was your insensitivity to their pets or something like that. But look, if you're in a situation where violence is being introduced in the relationship, take your fucking goldfish and give it, or whatever, your dog, your cat, give it to a neighbor, give it to a, but figure out something, okay? And then take care of yourself. And I mean, it's bad enough that we have shelters.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say in a nation where you have to have shelters everywhere so women can hide from violent men and who beat them up and abuse? I mean, that's it. You should be more upset about that.
Yeah.
The fact that you need shelters for women to be safe from asshole guys who are like, well, if I can't have you, nobody can, and being violent and possessive. Worry about that. But look, I mean, if this is really something, do me a favor. Give it to your neighbor. Find somewhere to put this.
Which is funny.
But I assumed everybody's reaction was just
like Julie retweeted him, and she literally told me to burn in hell, which I thought was hilarious, to be honest with you. I'm very hard to insult on Twitter, you know. She told me to burn in hell. I just kind of chuckled at it. But the people who follow both of us, I'd say it was about two-thirds on her side and about one-third on mine, which was interesting to me. Larry, did you see all those tweets from people who felt the need to point out to me that humans are animals too? The fuck are you talking about?
This is my reason for not even being on these things. But I did see them. You showed them. Like, what's wrong with people? And then one person, my favorite, well, dogs are more important than human beings or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. And the rubes who try to be pseudo philosophers, you know. Not understanding, like one person actually sent me that chart of the evolution from Homo habilis to Homo sapien. See? Because Larry Big Fat John is a
scientist.
Thank you.
Get that floating like dead from last week?
Phil? Yeah. So the funny part is when these people try to pretend to, like they're trying to educate me because they assume I'm some right-wing religious nut.
You're
a Neanderthal. Or I'm a Neanderthal. One guy says we're different species. Dogs and humans are just different species. Well, actually, we're different species, family, genus, order, and class.
But we fuck the same way. Doggy
style. But anyway, so to me, it's always hilarious how these people are. And again, the limited thinking that you have of people. Like, I asked someone, I said, you know when you're on a plane? What does the safety direction say? In case we lose oxygen in the cabin, in pressure, what are you supposed to do when those little masks fall out? You're supposed to put one over your face, then put one over the face of your kid. Why? Because the reasoning there is if you took the time to put one over your kid, odds are both of you will die. But if you quickly put yours on, you're in a position now to help your kid, okay? Same thing with the fucking pet. If you stay behind to take care of the pet, both of you are going to get pummeled. Okay, you're the human. Look, I apologize to all you fucking animal lovers. We're just higher up on the food chain. I'm sorry. Blame nature for that, right? All you people who think you know about evolutionary biology, go look it up. I guarantee you, human beings, food chain up here, dogs, animals, cats, whatever, cats, dogs, goldfish, pet hamsters, turtles. Gerbils, turtles, whatever the fuck you've got running around your trailer park, it's down here. Humans up here on the food chain, beasts down here. And you know when I'll change my mind? When one of these fucking beasts can create a food chain chart and explain it to me. Then I'll change my mind,
right? Or a human being tastes as good as a steak.
With a Chianti and fava beans.
And fava beans. I love steak. That's why they're here.
I'll eat a horse's ass if it has the right sauce on it. I'm telling you right now.
He's done that. Right. So,
but anyway, that's...
Okay. We got a few minutes left. No. One last thing.
What's that?
So, very quickly, tell us, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do that?
No, no football, because what happens is, we always talk football, and you people don't know this. Larry loves to talk football. But we always talk football, and by the time the show gets edited and posted, it's already past the game. So, the predictions are meaningless. So, let's skip football for right now. But you know what? We'll make Larry happy. We'll do a Super Bowl special.
Okay.
Just maybe a playoff special or something like that. Maybe just put a half hour towards football. Make sure it gets done before the game so people can actually look at it before the games.
Okay.
How's that? I promise.
That sounds good.
I promise. Okay. I promise.
That's it. Because Judo Larry only follows football and hockey. Every other sport can fall off the face of the earth.
And only one of those sports is actually good.
Oh, God. Thank God you love hockey. Yes.
Canadian socialist fucking game.
I love hockey.
I have nothing against hockey. I just love busting his balls about it. But anyway, all right.
Bust my balls.
That's about it for this week.
Okay.
Until next week, when we join you again for more nonsense, this has been your host, Big Fat John.
And Judah Larry M.
Peace, America.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. This is Mark, the man with a golden voice, and my testicles are killing me.